David Gibson is my guest. We're talking about his book that he wrote with Michael McKinley called Finding Jesus, Faith, Fact, Forgery, Six Holy Objects That Tell the Remarkable Story of the Gospels. And that book is out right now and published by St. Martin's Press. And David, let's talk a little bit about the CNN series. What are we going to be seeing, and how does that series unfold, and over what period of time?
It unfolds over 6 weeks, six episodes, again, that track the six chapters of our book. And it's starts out with John the Baptist and goes on to the James Ossuary, brother of Jesus. So it's one each, each Sunday evening through Lent, leading up to Easter. And I really think, each one of them stands on its own, really, and I think is a 1 hour, dive into the Gospels, into the historical Jesus, and into the arguments on all sides around who, what these objects are and what they represent, whether they're true and what they mean. And I think it's almost kind of a bit of a Lenten meditation in many respects. You can, go to church in the morning or not, and you can also, look at this on Sunday evening and, use it, I think, to raise some further thoughts about faith. But again, this isn't just for believers, not just for non-believers. I really, I'd like to think that science and history is a place where believers and non-believers can meet, a kind of a common ground. Faith and science are often seen as at odds.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think they should not be. And in the Catholic tradition, they says they should not be. And I think these are actually, rather than, again, wielding these things to either debunk belief or to prove it, to say, oh, this definitively proves it, that kind of thing, trying to trump one side or the other. It is sort of a place where we can engage each other and say, okay, what does the science say? And we can say, okay, we can agree that this is what the science says, and then we can talk about what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And, those may not necessarily be the same thing.
So each of these episodes kind of stands alone, and they're on one object. And give me just a sense, I think our listeners might be interested in just what kind of time frame it takes to do the research, get the scientific evidence gathered, and kind of get this into a workable a segment of the total six-part series.
Yeah, it's really a lot of work, both for the TV producers and certainly for us. It's a bit deceptive. I mean, this came together over the course of a year, and obviously there's the science, there's getting, wrangling the talking heads, the experts, as we say. And there's also going to, Morocco and where's shooting the recreations. It's a place where a lot of people go. Filmmakers who want to kind of recreate first century Palestine. That was done. You've got to set all of that stuff up. It's a huge operation and fascinating, and it's done, on location, in studio. It was here in New York and in London, in Morocco, as I said, or in some spots around the United States where we had to go find, talk to our experts. But, I do also have to say, again, I mentioned at the top of the show that we, Michael and I really got interested in when the James Ossuary came out, 2002, 2003, more than a decade ago. And we've been following this stuff, for a long time. And so we have kind of a deep well of knowledge or at least questions, about it.
Sure.
So that we've been following for a long time and that we've been drawing on. For a long time. So it's, there's a lot behind that went into the first initial outlines for the show and that really informed the questions that we asked our experts. So, it's really a year-long project.
But there's a whole lot more that took place way ahead of that kind of set the stage.
A whole lot more that takes place. They call it TV. They call it, I'm a print journalist. I'm used to going around with my pad and pen and interviewing people and writing up stories. They call TV the 2,000-pound pencil.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere you go, you got to schlep about 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of equipment along with you.
Just to get it done. Well, the Shroud, you mentioned the Shroud of Turin, and certainly that resurfaces back in the news from time to time. And I guess here in April, they're going to be putting it back on display for the first time in a while. And that's certainly the timeliness of your segment on the Shroud certainly kind of butts up very nicely with the fact that the Shroud is going to be back on display.
Absolutely. And in June, I believe it is,
June.
Pope Francis is going to go up to Turin in northern Italy, and he's going to, visit the Shroud, venerate the Shroud, pray before it. It's a remarkable thing that this object will go on display then. I just read more than 600,000 people have already signed up to see the Shroud. Because you have to realize, this thing is so, it's either, depending on your point of view, 1,000 years old or 2,000 years old. Either way, it's really old.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't, it's a very fragile piece of linen. It has to be displayed under very carefully controlled circumstances. And you're going to, walk by it. And if you're going to see it, you have to sign up to a particular time to go in there and to file past it. You'll only have a minute before the Shroud. I think Pope Francis will probably get more than that. So it's, it's under very controlled circumstances. Very rarely is it exposed. But
And it's certainly been poked and prodded over the years and scientific tests done on it. So there's got to be a little of that that's kind of, hurried along its deterioration or whatever.
Exactly. And that's, that's also actually part of the kind of the challenge to figuring out the mystery of the Shroud is, look, it's, how much are you going to cut up? They've only allowed sort of snips from the edge, which are the places that are likely most contaminated, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get some, that actual image itself, snipping out, what are you going to do? Snip out a piece of the leg or something like that, of the image of the leg of what could be Jesus of Nazareth. Very difficult to do. But it has been subject to an enormous range of tests. And, I think what is really so fascinating about the Shroud, it's kind of the ultimate, the perfect relic, you might call it, is the sense that all this testing has been done and we still haven't gotten to the bottom of the mystery of the Shroud. We still haven't explained it completely, haven't debunked it completely, haven't confirmed it. Look, the thing about the Shroud is, even if it is 2,000 years old, even if it is an image of a man who was crucified back in the first century Palestine, how the heck did it get on there?
Mm-hmm.
And if it is an image of a man from 2,000 years ago, is it Jesus? We don't, even if, it is all that, it's an image of a man from 2,000 years ago, we don't know that it is Jesus. It's tantalizing to think. Who else could it be? Why would it have been preserved since then? There are a lot of assumptions we could make. But, there's a lot of things that engage us. And it's also, again, you have to realize nobody from the time of Jesus thought to write a word about how he looked. It wasn't until three or four centuries later that some of the church fathers even sort of took a guess at what he looked like. The gospel writers and the early Christians didn't really think that was important. That wasn't what they were writing, the life of Jesus, recounting those things to tell. It's obviously very important to us to see this man actually staring back at us over the course of centuries, given that, who he was. So anyway, the Shroud is really just the most amazing relic in many ways. And it's also so fascinating to me, I think, that we think of science as explaining everything, as solving every mystery. Science has only deepened the mystery of the Shroud. It wasn't until the advent of photography at the end of the 19th century, in the 1890s, that the image of the Shroud as really almost a miraculous kind of 3D image really popped out at us.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's an ongoing mystery. We hope to peel back some of the layers on that, but I can't, not to spoil everything, but I can't say that we've delivered the final answer.
Mm-hmm. David, this has been fascinating, and it certainly sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fantastic series. It starts this week on CNN. You want to check listings for it. It's Finding Jesus. It's our guests, David Gibson and Michael McKinley. And the book, which came out a week ago, is called Finding Jesus, Faith, fact, forgery, six holy objects that tell the remarkable story of the Gospels. If you really would like to get a much more in-depth look at it, you can do that. And this series will unfold in six parts over the weeks of Lent. And David, this is a remarkable project, and I'm actually looking for. I got the TiVo ready to go to get the first series on Sunday evening. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thanks, Tony. Great to be with you.
Thank you.